We greet our friends everywhere with Chapter 10 of This Is My Song, the story of Fanny Crosby. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians and comes to you from the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago. The year 1858 was a memorable one for Fanny Crosby. In March, at age 38, she married Alexander Van Alstyne, the talented blind pianist and also teacher of music at the Institute for the Blind. In August of that year, she reached another milestone. Her first hymn was published. This marked the beginning of her work as a hymn writer. Fanny Crosby had found her mission, and her happiness in her new life and work knew no bounds. But as she began her new life, she found it necessary to give up teaching at the Institute for the Blind. Mr. Bigelow and the faculty were sorry to see her go, but they realized in order for Fanny to have the time to write hymns, her resignation had to be accepted. So she left the school that for 20 years had been so much of her life. The new Mr. and Mrs. Alexander Van Alstyne purchased a small home next door to the school, and there Fanny began her work on her hymns. It was here that she came to know Mr. William Howard Doan, who came to be a great help on Fanny's way to success. It was an auspicious day when Mr. Doan came to Fanny's door and rang the bell.
Miss Van Alstyne?
Yes, Bess, what is it?
There's a gentleman to see you.
All right, Bess.
He just came in the front door and said he wanted to see you. I told him you was busy and could he please come back later. He said no and sat down.
Who is he?
Here's his card. Mr. W.H. Doan, it says.
Mr. W.H. Doan. I can't think where I may have heard the name. Mr. Doan.
W.H.? I called him just Mr. Doan, and he said to be sure and not forget the W.H. next time.
Oh, you'd better let him come in, Bess.
Well, all right.
I'm a little curious. Just bring him right into the parlor.
All right. If you say so, I'll tell him to come in.
W.H. Doan, a bustling little man with a voice that bubbled. His complete absorption and happiness in his work was apparent even to those who couldn't see. Bess brought him in and deposited him in the chair next to Fanny's. Then the maid left with only one sentence of introduction.
This is him, Mr. W.H. Doan.
Fanny Crosby, I'm glad to meet you.
Fanny Van Alstyne now, Mr. Doan.
Oh, of course. But your hymns are written under the name of Crosby, aren't they?
They are.
Fine. I like the name Crosby better than Van Alstyne. It's shorter. I'm glad you use it. Sort of like my name, really William Howard Doan, but I find it more distinguished to be called W.H. Doan. Don't you agree?
Perhaps. But just what is your business?
I haven't told you.
No.
But how could I? I've only been here 2 or 3 minutes at the most. Well, I'm a songwriter, madam, and I think fairly well known.
I see. What sort of songs do you write?
Hymns. That is, I write the music, not the words. That's why I've come to you. Will you help me in writing them?
What hymn writing I've done has been done for Mr. Bradbury. Do you know him?
A good friend of mine. He won't object. Will you listen to some of my music? I've brought it with me.
Of course. You see the piano.
Yes, a beautiful instrument.
My husband is a musician.
Good tone.
Yes, but your music, Mr. Doan, I'd like to hear it.
Well, this is one I composed about a month ago, under no ordinary circumstances. Afraid I was a little depressed at the time.
Some of our finest music has been written during a difficult period in the composer's life.
The melody's simple, calls for simple words. Do you like it?
Yes, very much.
Then you'll write the words.
They've already been written for me. That melody says only one thing.
Yes?
Begin it again, please. Safe on his gentle breast. Those are the first words, Mr. Doane, and the title.
Safe in the arms of Jesus. It's the only thought that could go with this music. Thank you, Miss Crosby.
Mr. Doane?
Yes?
I have a question.
I'll do my best to answer it.
The melody you've written is beautiful.
Ah, with your words, it'll become a great hymn. Now the question?
Just this. You seem so enthusiastic, but you're different in a way, too. What I mean
is... What you mean is this. I've come bursting into your home this afternoon with a piece of music. Music that glorifies the Lord. And yet here I am, a little man who talks big and wants to be called W.H. What you want to know is, am I serious in my heart about the Lord?
You've expressed it very well, Mr. Doane.
Well, Fanny, the answer is yes. About a year ago, I had a very sad experience. Left me low. I'm afraid a trifle skeptical. Being a Christian, I realized how selfish my depression was. And I determined then and there to become a jolly little man who would be known for his smile. In that way, I can still serve my God and also bring happiness to others.
You think much as I do, Mr. Doane. I'm positive the Lord doesn't want us to be sad and unhappy, no matter what happens. You're doing just what I've tried to do all my life. Yes, Mr. Doane, I'll finish the words for your hymn, and I shall be honored to do so.
I promise you won't regret it.
I regret nothing I do for God, Mr. Doane.
Very good. And now, might I ask something of you?
Of course.
I'd appreciate it very much if you just call me W.H. Mr. Doane sounds... so formal.
Very well. W.H. it shall be from now on. And you must continue to call me Fanny.
W.H. Doane was an honest and sincere man of God. A man who became a very dear friend to Fanny and her new husband. That same evening after he left, Fanny went to her room and composed the words for his new tune, Safe in the Arms of Jesus. Then after dinner, Van and Fanny went into the living room where Fanny told him what had happened during the day.
And the words came to me in a flash, Van.
W.H. Doane. Sounds like quite a character.
He's a fine person. I want you to meet him.
But imagine wanting to be called W.H.
For some reason, he likes it. You don't object.
Of course not, if it makes him happy.
It does. And so will these words for his hymn, I hope.
Read the hymn, Fanny.
It'll mean much more when you hear the melody, but... here are the words. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast. There by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. Hark, 'tis the voice of angels, born in a song to me. Over the fields of glory, over the jasper sea. Like it, Van?
Yes, dear, I do.
Well, then I'm sure W.H. Doane will.
Fanny?
Yes?
Have I ever told you how thankful I am for you?
Many times.
And I'll tell you many times more. I don't know what I'd do without you.
But you don't have to do without me, Van. I'm here and I'll always be here. And I'm just as thankful to have you.
Oh, Fanny... I love you so much. We're so happy. The Lord's been good to us. He supplied our every need and more.
Yes, my sweet, we could ask for no more.
You know, some people think our lives are hard. We know they're easy.
Easy?
Having each other makes it that way.
Yes. Yes, I guess you're right. Oh, Van, I've had a busy day. It's so good to relax right here and now.
Well, that means I go to work.
Playing the piano isn't work for you. It's part of your living and breathing.
What would you like to hear, my dear?
Anything you like, Van.
How about some Mozart?
Lovely. It's very dreamy.
I thought you were in that kind of mood.
I am. Go on, I'm sorry.
It was a favorite way of spending the evening together. Van's music and Fanny's poetry. The newly married couple were beginning their days together as they had spent their life in harmony and contentment. And as a couple, they had much to thank God for. Employment for the blind is never easy to find. And in the 19th century, it was even more difficult than today. But Van's musical ability and teaching position at the Institute for the Blind, as well as Fanny's growing career as a hymn writer, made the couple financially independent. And yet throughout their long and happy marriage, both Fanny and Van maintained that their greatest blessing was each other.
Your evening tea.
Oh, you're a gem, Bess.
Oh, now, never mind all that.
Doesn't Van play beautifully, Bess?
He does that, and I can hear him real good in the kitchen.
I love a house that's filled with music.
I have to play, Bess. If I don't, my lady love will slip up to her room and begin writing.
You don't mind, Van?
Well, if you want anything, just call.
Thanks, Bess. Van?
Yes?
You don't mind the time I spend alone, do you? It seems so much easier to write in the quiet of the evening when the day's work is done.
Of course not, darling. After the years I've spent practicing the piano, how could I mind the time you take for your writing?
You're wonderful, you know. Some husbands wouldn't understand.
I understand. I have a very talented wife. That hymn you wrote today, Fanny, Safe in the Arms of Jesus, it's beautiful. And it's only the beginning.
And so we conclude Chapter 10 of This Is My Song, the story of Fanny Crosby. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians, and comes to you from the radio studios of the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago.